Go. Well, again, the world shut down, but God never shuts down. Welcome to FaithWorks Christian Church on a podcast on this 19th of April, 2020. God is so good. Welcome to you all, and I'm glad you've been able to tune in at some stage or other and listen to this word from God. And I believe that God will speak to us through this. I believe God will use it to encourage you, to build you up, to make you stand in your most holy faith. So we're going to start off with a little bit of prayer. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for being a great and a wonderful God, for guiding us, for leading us, for giving us your life, your love, and all that you are, Lord God. We bless you for it in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every listening ear today that their spirits will be lifted, that their lives will be challenged, and that, Lord, all that we are for you will cause us to grow in your kingdom, to become the people of God that this planet so desperately needs, that our neighborhoods so desperately need, that our families so desperately need, that our workplace so desperately needs. Father, I pray we'll be a light that shines in this dark world, that gives your glory the new meaning, the new exposure that it needs, and that people will respond. Father, I believe today for Isaiah that says in Isaiah 60, "Arise and shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you." And the Gentiles will come to the light. Those outside of the nation of God will come to that light. And I pray, Lord God, today that you'll cause your people to be a people who shine, that attract others for your kingdom and for your glory. And I ask, Lord, for your blessing upon this message and upon this day, that in Jesus' name it will have the desired effect you have for it throughout every life listening, in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I start, there's a song that has spoken to my life so strongly in the last couple of weeks. It's called A Better Word. And I'm going to get it played and put on this podcast. But this is some of the words that really, really are so relevant. Your blood is healing every wound. Your blood is making all things new. Your blood speaks a better word. Your blood, the measure of my worth. Your blood, more than I deserve. Your blood speaks a better word. It's singing out with life. It's shouting down the lies. It echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Your blood, a robe of righteousness. Your blood, my hope and my defense. Your blood forever covers me. It's singing out with life. Praise God. It goes through that again. It speaks a better word. It's calling out my name. It's breaking every chain. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. Have a listen to this amazing song by this incredible Christian group, Leland, We Are Worship.
Shouting down the lies. Hey, oh, it speaks a better word, speaks a better word.
Your blood.
Your blood, a robe of righteousness. Your blood,
my hope,
my hope and my defense. Your blood
forever,
forever covers me. Oh, forever covers me, yeah.
You see it?
You sing it out with light. You shout it. It's rewriting my history. It covers me with destiny.
Yes, it does.
It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It covers me with destiny.
What an amazing set of words. It's rewriting my history. Covers me with destiny. Now, every one of us need our history rewritten. Not because we can change it or not because it will be changed, but it can be obliterated. And Jesus said, that in Luke chapter 4, when he talked about the Spirit of the Lord being upon him and how he was appointed and anointed to bring deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, set at liberty those that were bruised, heal the oppressed, speak salvation to those that needed it, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You know, he did all of that. He did all of that for our benefit, so we could become new and complete in him. I want to cover 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I'll go through this a little bit. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, any man, not just male men, female men. He made us male and female when he made the species of man. Any person is in Christ. Not will become, not will turn into eventually, but is ready made now a new recreated creature in Christ Jesus, changed by God instantly. We'll cover a bit more of that in a moment. Old things, everything in our past, everything in our pre-Christian history is passed away. Not passing, not will eventually pass, or not will somehow in the future be taken away, but all things are passed away. Gone, done away with, and even forgotten by God. A lot of Christians struggle with this. They don't understand that as the Word of God says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. East and west never meet. They're always at a massive distance. He says, your sins and your iniquities I will remember no more. He's never even going to recall them, bring them back and throw them in our face again, or embarrass us with them, or even challenge us with them once they're done away with and under the blood of the Lamb. The blood speaks a better word. The blood covers, cleanses, removes, and obliterates that whole entire scenario. We've got to get past our past. I know we can't forget it. I know we often have memories, and that's because we're in a finite life. We're a finite body with a finite mind. And these things often come back and haunt us. But what we've got to do is take that thought, bring it into captivity, as the Word of God says, casting down imaginations. Bring into captivity every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What God says must be paramount. What our thinking says, what our memory says, what our past dictates to us, we have to bring into subjection to the obedience of Christ. You know, Paul was quite amazing. He said, forgetting that which is behind and reaching forward to that which is ahead or before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He had to forget what was behind. Man, he killed Christians. He was out there doing stuff that was way beyond what most of us would be embarrassed about. But he had to forget it. He had to determine that he was not going to let it define him any longer. He had to determine that that past in his life was something he was choosing not to recall or remember. He knew it was there, but he was forgetting that which was behind so that he could reach forward to that which was before, to what was ahead of him. He knew he had a greater destiny, a greater future. He was a new creature with a new feature and a new future, and he was not going to let what he was in the past define or change any of that. He wanted God's destiny for him only. And so he said, I'm reaching forward to that which is ahead, and I'm pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What's the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? If any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. We begin to live our lives the way God wants us to, in victory, as overcomers, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, fully seated with him, far above principality, power, and might, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Glory to God. And you know something? If there's no forgetting that which is behind, there's no reaching forward to that which is before. There's no pressing in for the prize of the high calling. And of course, with no pressing in, there is no prize. Paul said, I count everything I was at loss as loss, as loss. I can't fully forget it. I can't erase it from my memory, but I can count it irrelevant. I can count it insignificant. I can count it no longer binding. Glory to God. If something haunts you, confess that I am now a new creature in Jesus' name. That part that was me, the old me, is dead, gone, and no longer relevant. Like Paul said, I die daily, born again of the Spirit of God. You know, a baby that's born has no prior history apart from the mum, the doctor, and the baby in the womb. The history begins with a birth certificate on the day the baby is born. You can go back all the way in any person's life to the day of their birth, and there's a history there. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. Because when you're born again, God erases everything that was in the previous part of our lives. The being born again scenario begins a new history with God. He rewrites our history. He covers us with destiny. Don't let it define you. Let what Jesus did define you. Let the blood of the Lamb define you. Let being a new creature define you. That old thing has passed away and all things have become new. Paul said, I die daily, keep dying to the old nature that wants to raise its ugly head. Put it aside, crucify it, be crucified with Christ, and let all things become new. As human beings, our memory is so limited, but we have to put it to death. We have to completely own it and take control of it. Don't let it control us. We can't be conformed to this world, the way that they think, the way that they do things, the way that they try and go into your past, and all these, quote, things that people try to do to help others that are got all sorts of hang-ups and problems. They go and dig up things in the past. I thank God I don't have to dig up anything because it's dead and buried with Christ Jesus, obliterated, made new, and I'm made righteous, holy, clean, and pure in the blood of the Lamb. How good is that? How good is that? That's the way we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, if any man's in Christ, if you're in any man today and you're in Christ, you are a new creature. Everything in the past is no longer binding because when Jesus came into your life and you were born again, God erased the history. In his eyes, he cannot remember it. He cannot recall it, and he will never, ever hold it against you. I love that. I absolutely love that. Do we really believe what God says? Do we really take his word to be the most important part of our lives? Do we learn to cast down those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God? Do we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Are we prepared to do that to ensure that nothing holds us back or tries to define us other than what God defines us as? Get rid of, do not entertain any thought, idea, or statement that is not what God says about you or me. Put it to death. There's a lie that goes around the church that people have quoted for years. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, that's the biggest lie the devil threw into the church, and it defines people the wrong way. I used to be a sinner. Then I got saved by grace. I'm no longer a sinner. Do I still make mistakes? Yeah, I do. But I'm not an habitual sinner like I was before Christ. That was a time when sin dominated. Now the life of God dominates. If I make a mistake, and the Bible gives us an allowance for that, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. And if I do make a mistake, if I do fupa along the way, Father, I'm so sorry. I don't wait till Sunday. I don't wait till I get home. I'm aware of it there and then, and I deal with it straight away. I give it no ground. Praise God, that's what we've got to do. We've got to learn to take hold of things and do what we need to do immediately so we can go on, so that we can bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. If you're under the blood, if you're born again, you have a rewritten history, rewritten constantly as we walk with the Lord Jesus and as we live for Him. His blood speaks a better word. His blood redefines who we are. His blood covers all my history and rewrites my life the way God wants it written, in the name of Jesus. And so I'm asking today, have you put that into practice? Is that your life? Is that your testimony? Is that the reality of the call of God on your life? To do what God wants you to do for His glory. Because anything else that defines you will hold you back. Be defined only by what God says of you and about you. Can we pray for a moment? Father, I thank you for your word that's gone out today. I pray, Lord, it will have an impact on every listener, that every person will learn to take hold of the word that you've given, Lord, and cause us to walk as new creatures in Christ Jesus. Cause us to live in heavenly places. Cause us to be redefined by your blood, and cause us, Lord God, to set aside everything that holds us back, that would try to define us other than how you define us. Lord God, I set people free today in the name of Jesus. I bind everything that is holding people back, every feeling of inferiority, every feeling of and complex that defines people by things in their past they're perhaps holding on to or guilty about, that in the name of Jesus, we bring those things into captivity. We nullify them by the blood of the Lamb and set them where they belong, back in history that no longer holds us, because we are now new creatures in Christ Jesus, born again, washed in the blood, and cleansed from every sin. I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I pray today that that would be your experience in Christ, that your new creature experience would become a reality, not just a theory, that it affects your walk every day. And as we go on in Christ, for Christ, and as we live for Him, His kingdom will be evident in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen.